Hey there, thanks for tuning in to the Embodied Astrology Podcast. I'm Renee Sills, consulting astrologer, embodiment educator, and your host. Embodied Astrology is much more than a podcast. We are a thriving virtual community offering regular weekly and monthly classes, study groups, and more, exploring the intersections of astrology, creativity, arts, healing, and social change. Aries season has arrived. The astrological new year has begun, and we are headed into eclipse season and a Mercury retrograde. At this point in 2024, things are really starting to heat up. And as we look towards what's forecasted to be another hottest year on record, I'm guessing that many of you are ready for the kinds of changes that are bigger than what you can accomplish on your own. And you might be looking for ways to join forces with others who want to create futures on Earth that are vibrant, creative, and courageously committed to visions of reciprocity, reparation, and recalibration of values and power. At Embodied Astrology, we've been preparing to meet this moment. Beginning the weekend of March 23rd, we're launching a year of experimental programming that's geared towards shaping strategies for the future and crafting containers for new experiences of what community can feel like. Join us for a journey of experiential astrology, where you'll deepen your understanding of chart reading, symbolism, intuition, and divination, and work with astrology to support your artistic and creative practices, navigate through conflict transformation and repair, reawaken your relationships to Earth and the cosmos, and take part in exciting and inspiring conversations with astrologers, artists, activists, and others working in the intersections of mysticism and social change. Follow the link in the show notes or visit embodiedastrology.com to learn more. Now, your horoscopes. You're about to listen to your Aries season ahead reading, which is an excerpt from my 2024 year ahead readings. The 2024 readings are deep dives into the major themes and influences of the year for your sun, moon, and rising signs. They offer an abundance of information and support to help you make the most of what this year is bringing. You can download your full-length reading today from the link in the show notes or find them in the horoscope section at embodiedastrology.com. Okay, Libra, we have made it to Aries season. This is the last of the month ahead readings that I'm going to pre-record. So as you listen to this, just remember that I'm recording for you from the past, and I do not know what's about to happen. But Aries is your opposite sign. And whenever we are working with opposition, we are working with the realms of relationship. And so your opposite sign holds the place in your chart that has to do with others. Now, part of your human experience is that you are one of many. And so throughout your life, you have to encounter others. Relationship is just part of the game here on planet Earth. And how you relate and what you put out into the realm of relationship has a lot to do with what kinds of relationships you get in. Who you're attracted to and what you call in has a lot to do with how you approach your relationships. And how you approach your relationships and who you call in create the conditions of your relationships or the contracts of them. And this is an interesting kind of space, the contracts or the agreements that we make in relationship. Lots of contracts get made in relationship. Many people get married, for example, and that is a really significant contract, even though many people also treat it as somewhat insignificant. But to consciously step into commitment with another person is some kind of an agreement. It is full of expectations that however many parties involved will need to navigate and hold. And inside of contracts and agreements, there are always places where we have to kind of like rub up against the rules or the terms and figure out what we actually mean. Aries season in 2024 is also eclipse season. So we have eclipses occurring in Aries and Libra seasons in 2023 and in 2024. Eclipses happen when the orbital path of the moon aligns in relationship to the earth and the sun, so that one of our luminaries is obscured. At a solar eclipse, the moon is between the earth and the sun, and the moon passes in front of the sun, obscuring solar light. And at a lunar eclipse, the sun and the moon are on opposite sides of the earth, and the earth's shadow actually passes in front of the sun, and the shadow of the earth then obscures the full moon lunar light. And so the orbital path of the moon around the earth is always changing. So the moon is orbiting the earth kind of like a serpent is coiling around a stone or something like that. And eclipses travel all the way around the earth over vast periods of time. And every year they get a little bit earlier. And so this trajectory of lunar travel is defined by what are called the nodes, the lunar nodes. And there's a north node and a south node. And the north node is the ascending point of the lunar path, and the south node is the descending point. Currently, the north node is in Aries and the south node is in Libra. This situation won't happen again for another 18 years or so. So about every 18-ish years, we have the return of a nodal placement. So it's pretty remarkable that right now the south node is in your sign. Symbolically, the south node is connected to what is being released and let go in the ongoing cycle of karma here in life on earth. Karma is cause and effect, consequences. The past creates the present, and from the present, the future is formed. A lot of people like to think of karma as something that's personal, but I think it is a lot more informative to think about how karma is collective and how we in our personness contribute to collective karma and how we are also shaped by collective karma. So many conditions of the past create the present moment that we arrive in. And in our individuated experiences and lives, a lot of us are in the business of worldly evolution, of world making in some ways. And so a lot of us are constantly doing translation work between the past and the future. And as I've talked about now in the previous season, seasons for 2024 and in the 2024 year ahead overview, this is a year of push and pull, transition and transformation. We are moving from the past to the future. And at times of eclipses, the idea is that karma ripens and there is a potential for us to engage with the present moment in some ways that bring more consciousness or agency or evolution to the patterns of the past. And then the present is shaping the future in new and different ways. Eclipse times are often times where something that has been building for a long time, then it is accumulating into an experience that's notable. Something that has maybe been in the background or pressing on us for a while all of a sudden becomes like unbearable and we have to do something about it. Eclipse times are often periods of time when seemingly inconsequential events or actions ripple out into much larger circumstances and consequences. So eclipse times are periods of time in which many astrologers agree, and I'm definitely in agreement with this, that the best way that we can use these times or be in relationship with these times is by really practicing presence and attunement and awareness, really trying to be conscious of what's happening so that we can engage with agency and creativity, but also letting rest our urgency, hastiness, goals, and planning, really trying to put down the ways that we might be attached to certain circumstances or outcomes. If you're a person that likes to do new moon or full moon rituals and you're like calling in your intentions and things like that, I would say use the eclipse, new moon and full moon to tune into a larger intention and organize and orient yourself with that. Don't try and make things happen. See what wants to happen and go with the flow. Be in the flow of these eclipses. Now, to have eclipses moving in your sign and your opposite sign is a particular kind of vibe. And it doesn't happen all the time, but it is happening now. And so there's a really strong symbol here of evolution in your relationships. And with the South Node in Libra and the North Node in Aries, we have the releasing point of karma, what has happened in the past, these old patterns that hopefully are becoming more conscious, that we can work to let go and release, also that we can be supported and informed by right now happening for you in Libra in your first house. This is your body, your personality, your countenance, your kind of most immediate personal experience. And then in your opposite sign in Aries, we have the North Node, a hunger for new experience, the evolutionary force and thrust. And this is where we meet other people in your chart. Aries season in 2024, beginning on March 19th, ending on April 19th, also includes a Mercury retrograde in Aries, in your solar seventh house, this place where the North Node is. We are really ready for some new experiences in relationships and in the contracts and agreements that get formed around relationships. And that is the main theme for Aries season. You are ready for something new and different. And what is new and different needs reflection, re-examination, reworking. Now I'm forgetting which season it was in the past that I was talking about retrograde influences. Oh, it was Aquarius season. I was talking about retrograde influences and the RE prefix. You want to apply it liberally during any retrograde phase. So think about the RE prefix in relationships. Revise the contracts, rework the agreements, reclaim the power. Repair the damage, remain with the conversation that needs to be had until there can be some kind of, necessary research that has been done. You play with it. Astrology, like many things in our world, is a system that has been shaped and distorted by patriarchy, white supremacy, and colonial imperialism. But we're lucky to be alive at a time when this language is evolving rapidly and providing healing, insight, and support for so many people. Astro's current revolution is due to the scholarship and praxis of philosophers, mystics, and oracles who pushed and continue to push against the way things have been written, orienting instead to radical, queer, and creative potentials of this craft. Embodied astrology is firmly rooted in a lineage of evolutionary expansion and ancestral repair. Our teaching team and community center queer and diverse approaches to working with symbolism and engaging astral mechanics and magic. If this sounds like something you're looking for, we hope that you'll join us for the launch of our new program the weekend of March 23rd and 24th. We start on Saturday, March 23rd, with a council session led by Sherry Taylor on the Femme Faces of Saturn. Sherry is a clinical psychologist, death doula, grief mentor, and practitioner of planetary allyship. This is her second year teaching with embodied astrology, and she's continuing in 2024 to deepen with the mystery school of Saturn's transit in Pisces. This special session sets the tone for a devotional cycle with Saturn and mythic mysteries of bone mothers and tenders of time. Drop in once and receive an initiation into your own practice, along with a workbook full of prompts and exercises. Or sign up for the whole series and commit to a journey that will reshape your understanding of how to work with this important energy of obstacles and integration. Sunday, March 24th, Embodied Astrology is delighted to welcome back acclaimed author, playwright, and artist astrologer Junauda Petrus for her third year teaching with us. In 2024, by popular demand, Junauda will be expanding her artistic alchemy offerings from quarterly workshops to a monthly series. Join us every month near the full moon for a sweet and soulful gathering where we'll work with the transiting lunar solar axis in our charts and in our hearts. We'll reflect on how we show up for ourselves, our creative devotions, and the realities of surviving in a world that is filled with both beauty and uncertainty. In these sessions, we'll practice staying grounded with the rhythms of astrology and spirit, channeling the wisdom of cosmic alignment, and opening to celestial guidance from ancestors as support for balancing creative life in the real world. You can always drop in to one of Junauda's monthly gatherings or sign up for the whole year and get access to a virtual communion space where you can connect with other creatively minded seekers. All of our offerings are recorded for those who can't attend live. Embodied Astrology is committed to financial accessibility. You can find scholarship codes right on our checkout pages for sliding scale, and you can always write to us for more support if finances are a barrier. Click the link in our show notes or head to embodiedastrology.com to learn more and sign up. Okay, so March 25th, we have a full moon lunar eclipse in Libra, in your sign. This is an eclipse at 5 degrees of Libra. So especially for those of you that have early Libra placements, take note of this one. This is a powerful one. A lunar eclipse is happening at a full moon. So we have here a strong polarity, an oppositional axis being illuminated in your relational houses. Whew, Libra, what is happening in the realms of other people right now? And what is teaching you about your role in these realms? How are you bringing yourself to these realms of other people? Your engagement or disengagement is the point right now. How you feel about the situation and what you are conscious and aware of in the situation is the point right now. As I was talking about last season, in Pisces season, you have power. You have a lot of power. Your power is about your choice. It's about your intention. It's about your attention. It's how you use your energy. It's what you invest your time in. It's how you engage the conversation. This full moon eclipse is resonating with the need to learn, the need to open our minds to new possibilities. There are strong symbols and images here of being impressed with new possibilities. And what can get transmitted in the space of relationship through example or through sensory awareness. And so my feeling is that a lot of you are learning a lot at this eclipse about how energy moves between people. Our mirror neurons are constantly firing. When we observe in one another, even subtle states of physiological expression, we feel that in our own bodies. 70% of our communication is nonverbal. It is energetic. It is emotional. It is inferred. We spidey sense each other. In the ways that we bring ourselves energetically to our relationships, so much is happening. This is beyond and before language ever enters the picture. It's definitely before we write prenuptial agreements. It's definitely before we say, I do. It's often before we've even met each other. The energetic substance of relationship is really, really strong. As this eclipse blooms or gets shadowed and illuminated in your first house of self, there's a feeling to me of you're getting your energy checked a little bit. And you really want to check in with your own energy right now. What are you bringing to the space? On April 1st, Mercury stations retrograde at 27 degrees of Aries, and it will retrograde back to 15 degrees of Aries, where it stations direct on April 25th. And so for those of you Libras who are have later placements, so the last half of the sign, definitely take note of this Mercury retrograde, because it is a powerful one for you in its oppositional energetics. A retrograde is often a time when things are not moving forward as we thought that they would. So there is a reversal. An RE prefix has arrived. Retrogrades in the seventh house, especially during eclipse season, to me speak to the nature of relationships changing, and the contracts need to be rewritten or revised right now. And so what kind of process do we need to have? Well, a retrograde is about 3 weeks long, and the shadow period is also included, and that's the period of time when Mercury is traveling direct over the same area of sky it will retrograde back to. And the shadow happens at the beginning and the end of a retrograde. So Mercury's pre-retrograde shadow begins the first day of Aries season on March 19th, and its post-retrograde shadow culminates in mid-May. So I'm going to say that for your relational processes and renovations, you want to give yourself until mid-May. Now, some of you are maybe not in a big active renegotiation in your relationships with specific people. Some of you are really thinking about relationship in general as an attitude and as an energy that you put forward in the world. And this is a really powerful time to meditate on what you are bringing to the table, how you're putting yourself out there, what you are inviting in. There are a lot of themes here around image, self-image, and how you maybe project your own image back on you through your projections on other people, right? Thinking about how you look to someone, how you look to someone else, right? Like, how does someone else view you? Would be an example of your projection onto someone else's projection. And my feeling for you is that you need to cut cords with investment in externally sourced validation right now. And so projections of other people's projections are a fucking waste of your time. They are a waste of your time, your energy, your attention, everything that is good and holy about you. You do not need to spend a whole lot of time worrying about what other people think of you, whether they like you, or whether you're pleasing them for whatever reason. Cut it out, Libra. You are here to be a self-actualized and liberated being who relates. You are implicitly interconnected in so many directions. Your autonomy or sense of sovereignty is not about being an island or being isolated. It is about taking radical responsibility for your own energy, for your own desires, and for your own needs. When you are projecting outwards into what other people want and need and what they think about you and blah, 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 you're not liberating yourself. You're not connecting with your actual gifts. And we need you connecting with your gifts right now. We need you actually showing up for relationship with everybody, including yourself, including the world at large. We need you here being authentic, honest, trustworthy, giving what is yours to give, and not trying to be anybody that you're not. So if themes are coming up for you in this season that resonate with ways that you might experience disappointment or feelings of disillusionment in relationship. That might be you experiencing that with other people. It might be your fears of other people experiencing that with you. Then my question for you is, how can you be more honest? We don't need you faking anything right now. On April 8th, we have the solar eclipse, total solar eclipse in Aries at 19 degrees of Aries. If your Libra placements are close to 19 degrees, take note. This is a solar eclipse that really resonates in the collective with a lot of themes around toxic individualism and hyper-masculinity, ways of being that separate and distort relationship and that really anchor and root in a fundamental sense of insecurity and disconnection. This may be a period of time in which you are very aware of other people's trauma, of the ways that they may be enacting some of these toxic themes, and maybe they are enacting them with you. And if that is the case, Libra, this is the time to move on. You do not want to invest in these ways of being. And it may be a time to extend compassion. If this is a big if the offering of your compassion includes your honesty. So if someone is not treating you well, or if you're not treating someone else well, there is a way that we can practice compassion or acceptance or something that's actually super avoidant, and it doesn't confront what actually needs to shift. Don't do that. Be brave right now. Be honest. You do not want to invest in relational patterns of distress. This is a time for you to get free, to get liberated. That might mean that you are getting free of your own fuckery. You might be the one that's enacting harm in your relationships. Be honest with yourself about it. Be accountable to your own energy. Invest in building the relational future that you want to build by showing up for it and doing the work. If you are in relationships where the contracts need to change, if there's an assumption or an expectation that you're going to keep doing something in some kind of way that is not allowing for the evolution and growth that you know you need right now, then you need to get free somehow, some way. The work of liberation is often much more subtle and gentle than we think it needs to be. Sometimes it needs to be extreme. Sometimes it needs to be full-on revolt, big revolution, topple the fucking pedestals, you know, like, let's do something different. But a lot of times the work of liberation is actually deeply internal, and it's slight adjustments energetically that allow for us to uphold and, I would say, even know and then uphold and cultivate our own dignity. What you do as practice creates patterns over time. If you are practicing radical honesty and accountability frequently, that will create a pattern of honesty and accountability. That is a pattern of trust. That is a foundation you can rest into. If you have a pattern of compliance and avoidance, and not saying what you actually feel because somebody else might be displeased, then that creates a pattern of compliance and avoidance and a foundation that is really shaky. We actually can't lean into that foundation. It's quite uncomfortable. So this is a period of time that is really like loud in your chart, I think. It's pretty freaking loud. It's like shouting at you. And It is shouting, what do you want in your relationships? How do you want to relate? And I'm pretty sure that it is shouting at you to be brave, to be courageous, to be authentic and heartfelt. I'm pretty sure it's shouting at you that if you don't claim your own liberation and if you are not responsible to your own power, nobody else will be for you. After the solar eclipse, we have the next 11 days of Aries season continuing to give potent activations between Mercury, the Sun, your ruling planet Venus, and the North Node. We also have a pretty powerful conjunction of Mars and Saturn on April 10th. For me, this all resonates with what I've said so far. You have power. Use your power. Use your power intentionally. Use your power for the future and for the past. Liberate yourself in whatever ways you can from patterns that misuse and abuse power. As I've talked about already in the previous season's readings and in your 2024 overview, misuse of power includes using your power in ways that are overly aggressive and assertive, directing your power where it's unwanted, and also not using your power, holding back, staying small, shrinking, being compliant and complacent. Right use of power needs to be your practice. Right now, you want to dedicate yourself to this practice. And when you use your power, ask yourself, what are you in service to? What is this in service to? And why is this what you want to serve? Think about 7 generations of time and expanse into the past and into the future. When you are making decisions about relationships, or when you feel that you want or need to have a certain conversation, what could this conversation liberate for your ancestors and future ancestors? What could this conversation heal for your past and your future? Be expansive about it. Times of eclipses are times when karma is ripening and cause and effect are happening, and the conditions of the past are becoming more clear in the present so that you can engage creatively with world making, your world making. What choices are you going to make? How are you going to use your power?
Thanks so much for tuning in with Embodied Astrology. This work wouldn't exist without a team. Big thanks to Alicia Mauji, Joe Stewart, Ash Good, Ariana Sears-Putowski, and Gabs404 for making it all happen with me, Renee Sills. As Pluto moves into Aquarius, one of the main things to remember is that teamwork makes our dreams work. In the spirit of community and collaboration, Embodied Astrology is in an active transition to becoming a collective multi-voice platform. This year, I've invited 4 facilitators with whom I've been working for the last several years to join me as core faculty in co-visioning and co-creating an exciting, innovative, and totally unique astrological studies program. Sherry Taylor, Junata Petrus, Ramon Parrish, Gabs404, and I are interested in how astrology can assist us in realizing embodied healing, radical imagination, and creative collective liberation. We're inviting you to join us in our explorations in small or big ways. Our full program will be an immersive and life-transforming experience that takes place over the course of 16 months. And most of our offerings also have opportunities to drop in for 1 or just a few sessions. For more information and to sign up, check the link in the show notes or visit embodiedastrology.com.